For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. CEO Les Moonves is out at CBS effective immediately. That word from the company in the wake of the mounting sexual harassment allegations against Moonves. Tony DeCoppel is with CBS.
The number of women now publicly accusing CBS President Les Moonves of sexual misconduct has doubled to 12, according to a new report by The New Yorker detailing six previously unreported incidents, which allegedly took place between the 1980s and early 2000s. According to the magazine, they include claims that Moonves forced them to perform oral sex on him, exposed himself to them without their consent, and that he used physical violence and intimidation against them.
CBS says $20 million that may be due Moonves is being donated to organizations supporting the Me Too movement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The East Coast could suffer another weather disaster as Hurricane Florence gains strength. Meteorologist Dennis Falcon is with the National Hurricane Center.
Aircraft and satellite data indicate that the maximum sustained winds have increased to near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. That's a Category 1 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Florence is forecast to rapidly strengthen to a major hurricane by Monday and is expected to remain an extremely dangerous major hurricane through Thursday, possibly up through landfall as we get into Thursday and Friday.
A tower containing 40 wind chimes has been dedicated in the Pennsylvania field to honor those aboard Flight 93 who stopped another attack on the U.S. Capitol on 9/11. Tom Ridge was governor at the time.
40 extraordinary people who brought together by chance stood up against evil.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Australian media blast Serena Williams for her outburst at the U.S. Open, but USA Radio's Rick Vincent says others support her for her refusal to accept double standards.
Tennis players past and present have rallied behind Serena Williams after she claimed the sport was riddled with sexism following an extraordinary on-court tirade at an umpire during the U.S. Open women's final. The 23-time Grand Slam winner said she was fighting for the future rights of women players by publicly criticizing the chair umpire, Carlos Ramos, for what she interpreted as double standards. Williams was asked if the code violations called against her cost her the match.
It's hard to say because I always fight to the end and I always try to come back no matter what, but she was also playing really, really well.
The final was won by 20-year-old Naomi Osaka of Japan, her first major title. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The vice president is denying claims made in a New York Times op-ed piece. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
What I can say is it's a disgrace.
Mike Pence talking about the anonymous op-ed supposedly written by a Trump appointee and published last week by the New York Times. Pence goes on to tell CBS.
It seems to me to be just an obvious attempt to distract attention from this booming economy and President Trump's record of success.
And while the op-ed claims there have been discussions about removing President Trump from office, Pence says he's never been involved in any and hasn't heard of any taking place within the administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.